Kick-Ass Vets, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Kick-Ass Vets podcast. Today, we are going to talk about how to get kick-ass value from a new graduate. So many clinics look at new grads as just a cheap hire, or some of them say, you know, they want to hire a new grad because they want someone that they can mold into the type of medicine that is practiced at that clinic. Both of those approaches to me are wrong, essentially. You know, obviously you don't want to just hire the cheapest person that you can get for the job because you're going to get what you pay for. And also, you know, some clinics are really high functioning and molding into the medicine they want can be a good thing. But a lot of times molding into the vet that we want is more, we want to teach you what we do in our practice. We want someone that's just going to slot in and we're not really going to have progressive ideas. So when you're in a job interview and you're a new grad, what you should be asking is, why are you hiring a new graduate? And what you want to hear is you want someone that's going to say, you know, new graduates come with immense amount of resources, knowledge. They know things that are up to date, and we like to incorporate that into how our clinic functions. And those are the clinics that are really going to get what is desirable out of new graduates. So if you are a manager or a boss, or if you're a new graduate and you want to know kind of what you should be hearing about what these bosses and managers should be thinking of you, this is for you to listen to. So, 5 tips to get value out of your new grad. First of all, easy, listen. Step 1 is just to listen to your new grads. When you're working up a case and they say the magic words of "we were taught," open your ears, drop your ego, and say, yes, what were you taught? Because even if you're, you know, 5 years out, your medicine is outdated. Your drug dosages are probably all off. A lot of the ways that you work up tests or the certain tests that you use are probably outdated. And your new grads know what's available, what's the latest medicine, and they know what you can offer your clients. There's things that you might not even know exist, or ways that you can use current stuff in your clinic. So ultrasound, for example, you know, when you graduate, you might be doing it for AFAS, but now there's all this stuff that you can do with lung ultrasound, all of these ways that you can get value out of the equipment that you already have in your hospital that you may be previously referred for. So when they say "we were taught," open your ears and just listen to them, because they might know, and they probably do know, a lot more than you in certain aspects. So drop your ego and just listen to them. Another big point about listening to them is that medicine is always progressing, and that means that there's going to be more tests, more treatments, and we're extending the lifespan of animals. The old treatment of steroids and antibiotics, which a lot of clinics still just kind of throw that at every case, is no longer what we need to be doing. And if you think about it, you have an animal comes in, you don't know what's going on, and you give them steroids and antibiotics. What's the revenue to your clinic for that? Pretty minimal. Also, what's the benefit to the patient? Pretty minimal. So if you listen to your new grads, they're going to be recommending more tests. They're going to be able to show that value to the clients because they know why, they know how to use it, and they're going to be able to, you know, quote unquote, sell that to the clients. And that is going to make money for your clinic. They are going to increase your revenue potential by knowing what's available and knowing what they can offer your clients. And, you know, they might be really interested in chemotherapy, and so that might be something that your clinic has never offered before, but is a revenue potential that you can bring in, and they are more than happy to, you know, set it up so that it's safe, protects the staff, everything that's cytotoxic is handled appropriately. Things that you might not be interested in doing, you might be able to get into your clinic because they know what is new. So they are a huge revenue potential of new medicine, new tests, new treatments. So just listen to them. The next big thing is to enact change. In every industry, and I feel especially in the vet industry, and maybe that's just because that's what I'm in, so many people that have been practicing for a while or own clinics have this giant ego, and they're like, yes, I'm going to get this new grad, I'm going to listen to them, but then they don't enact change. And it's one of the main reasons that new grads are unhappy in clinics is they go into a clinic, they see something that's outdated, they want to make a change, they go to their boss, they say, hey, you know, we don't give an injection of meloxicam and send home with carprofen anymore. That's just not what you do. It's better to stay with one NSAID. Yes, clinics are still doing this. And the boss says, nope, I've always done it that way, and they refuse to enact the changes that the new grad is saying to do. So they might be listening, but then they do nothing with that information. And that's one of the most frustrating things for new grads that come in and really want to do good medicine, and they're just hit with wall after wall after wall. And that is the best way to push them out your door, so that you need to find another vet, because you're going to push them into another clinic. So actually enact the change that they're suggesting. And once again, drop your ego, say, yes, you know what's latest, let's do that. It's going to make your clients happy, it's going to make your staff happy, and your medicine's going to get up to date, and it's going to be very good for your clinic. The big third thing to do to get value out of your new grad is to support them. And everyone says to the new grads, oh, we're going to support you, we're going to mentor you, we're going to help you. And, you know, that might be true for the first week. And after that, you know, if it gets a busy day and there's a case that comes in that's really busy, the boss just takes it, the new grad's pushed into the vaccine appointments, and they never get those skills up. I know lots of new grads that have gone a year and they've never done anything beyond surgery-wise, beyond an immature spay, because they wanted help with the mature spay, but boss didn't feel like there was time. So, first of all, their technical skills aren't as bad as you think they are. They just lack confidence, and they need to have the opportunity to practice them. If you really give these new grads the opportunity to learn and grow, they are very motivated to learn and grow. You just need to support them. So, what does this look like? If you have a really busy day that's full of your vaccine appointments and a GI foreign body comes in that needs surgery, do not shove your new grad into the consults while you do that surgery. Take the time to rearrange your schedule that day, get them in, have them be the primary surgeon, and you're scrubbed in for support to walk them through it. If you can do that at the beginning, then you're going to have a new grad that's comfortable in surgery, that is going to do those in the future. And, you know, those days where you go home early and then a foreign body comes in that maybe they would have to possibly stay late or do on their own or do with minimal staff, instead of referring that case in the future 2 or 3 months down the line to the emergency center, they're going to do that surgery because, you know what, they're excited about it. They're happy to do the surgery. They're happy to stay late, and you should pay them for staying late, of course. But instead of referring that case because they don't feel confident and sending it to the emergency center, which is A, going to piss off your client, it's going to be more expensive for your client, so sometimes they won't be able to afford it, which can change your patient care. And also it's going to further accentuate the fact that that new grad is not confident. If they can then, instead of refer it, be like, you know what, I did one with the boss, I feel comfortable, I can do that, I know that if I run into trouble, I can call my boss, then they're more likely to stay and do that surgery. That's revenue in the pocket of the clinic, that's a happy client, that's a better cared for patient, and then you can refer it to the emergency center for the aftercare. And working in eMERGE, the really good clinics, the really good GP clinics, will often refer us over foreign bodies that they've just finished cutting and waking up at 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And I'm not saying that GP clinics should be open late or should stay late and if they don't want to, but the fact that their vets are comfortable and confident enough to do those surgeries is a telling point versus the clinics that just refer anything that's beyond a spay and neuter. You know, that's not a place where you're going to have a lot of growth and potential for your clinic. So, you know, really supporting them and making sure that you're putting priority into teaching that new grad, especially the first few months, you'll be amazed at how quickly they're going to be up to snuff and be comfortable. But if you never let them come into those crazy surgeries, then they're not going to be comfortable. And every single day that they don't do one of those surgeries, that becomes a higher and bigger and more scary horse to climb on. So you need to, when they're fresh new grads, you need to support them onto the horse that's a little pony because they're still excited and get them comfortable, instead of not letting them do those surgeries. The next big point is to give new grads responsibility. They are eager little beavers. They want to learn. They want to grow. They want to be valued. They want to feel trusted. They're, you know, they may lack confidence, but if you can show them that you trust them and you can show them, I value you, I value your opinion, I value your brain, and you can give them responsibility to prove that to them. So, you know, whether it's training support staff, whether it's making handout for clients, whether it's having them look over your protocols and getting them up to date, give them responsibility and give them tasks that they can do. A, you're going to get a lot done because they're all excited about it. You're going to have happier staff because they're going to be up to date, and that those new grads, that energy and drive is going to be infectious. You're going to have professional growth for the new grads, and your clinic is going to be performing better medicine because of it. So, you know, you're getting more done. Everybody wins. Give them responsibility and show them, yes, I value you and I trust you and I want you to look over what we're doing because you are a very valuable part of this team. You'll be amazed at how much new grads are going to jump on that and really give that a go. The last point may seem obvious. Compensate them appropriately. Pay your new grads well. You get what you pay for. If you are a clinic that is offering Modern Award and that's it, what you're telling the new grads is you are worth nothing beyond what I legally have to pay you, and you don't bring anything to the clinic. And the clinics that are really going to excel, the clinics that are going to get, you know, the top end, not all new grads are created equally. No one can say that every new grad is going to be amazing. And if you want to really get the ones that are motivated, you want to get the ones that are really progressive and that sort of thing, offer more money. It's as simple as that. The more money you offer on the front end, the more applicants you're going to get, the more you can interview, and the bigger draw you're going to have to that clinic. And you need to back up that salary with having support, with having a good center. But if you're offering bottom dollar, that is what you're going to get. And even if you have an amazing vet that you hire on for that bottom dollar, they're not going to have motivation to work hard to prove to you that they are worth what you legally have to pay them. They're going to feel undervalued. They're going to feel like you don't care. And if you don't care about them, why should they care about your clinic? If you offer more, if in the job interview you say to that new grad, you know what, you seem amazing. You have a lot of knowledge. You're good at talking with people. You have confidence. And we really want you on your team. And we think that you're worth whatever amount, 65, 70,000. Then, and this is Australia market at this stage, is obviously going to change depending on what country you're in. But if you're offering significantly more than the Modern Award or going rate, then what you are saying to that new grad is, I value you. I think you're worth it. And you can say, we're going to have performance reviews every 3 months. These are our expectations. And we expect this output, but we think you're worth it. And let's see how this goes. And you're showing them, this is what I think you're worth, prove it to me. And when you have someone that is wanting to prove to you that, yes, they're worth it, you're going to have a happier worker, a harder worker, and someone that is much more motivated than someone that is being paid the legally mandated minimum, whatever it is now, $53,000. So just keep that in mind when you're trying to think of what you're going to pay these new grads. The other thing, I've been talking to a lot of vets recently that are recent grads, and a lot of the really good clinics are having performance reviews every 3 months with a pay review evaluation. So even if you start off, you know, not too much more than Modern Award and just say, in 3 months, we're going to reevaluate and we're going to have a pay review and our hope is to get you to X amount by the end of the first year, then you're giving them somewhere to work for and you're showing them that if they put in the work, then they will be compensated for that. So you just have that out front on the get-go, that is going to be good for your clinic. So overall, as a boss, as a manager, put your ego aside, take these new grads in, listen to them, enact the change that they're suggesting, support them and prioritize training of your staff, and give them responsibility, and for God's sakes, pay them well, and you are going to get so much more value back to your clinic, and your revenue is going to increase, your clients are going to be happy, your staff are going to be happy, and your vet's going to be happy, which means they're going to stay in your clinic instead of leaving. And all of that is going to not only make your clinic a better clinic to work for, a better clinic for your patients, a better clinic for your clients, but it's also going to help your bottom dollar, and your revenue is going to increase instead of having disgruntled employees that are paid bottom dollar that have no desire to make any change because you put up a wall every time they try to make a change or you don't value them. So hopefully that helps you out. If you're a new grad or a recent grad and you're feeling that you're having trouble finding the right clinic and maybe you've tried a couple and it's failed, check out our Kick-Ass Consulting. We can talk about, you know, whether or not it's possible for you to talk to your boss to enact change and how to go about having that conversation, or whether or not you need to look for a different job and maybe some different avenues that you can think about in terms of finding that job instead of just going to, you know, Kookaburra or whatever and finding the list of jobs. On the other hand, if you're a clinic that is continually losing staff and you can't keep them and they're not happy and you just don't understand why, you can contact us and we can go through your clinic and try to point out maybe some areas that we see are lacking of where an associate vet would be unhappy and where you can make changes to try to get your staff on board to be happier and that sort of thing. So check that out. And as always, advocate for yourself. You are the only one that will. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you next time.